Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
A very good morning to you. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there. What have you done for your beautiful bride?
Are you asking them or me? You're asking the lovers
I'm
or me?
I'm looking at you.
Yeah. I said goodbye to her this morning and have done nothing. We're not big on it, mate. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I had a lovely card waiting on my
briefcase. Did you really?
I left this morning.
Oh, for
now,
you.
Now
for
I'm you. Feeling guilty. I hope Sess isn't awake yet.
Well, Vanessa's cooked some nice heart-shaped cookies.
Yes, we've had them.
Oh, you're not supposed to have them? Take them home.
Oh.
Don't waste them all in here. So keep an eye on how many staff come in this morning, because if they take one each, we mightn't have one to take home.
Oh, no. Hey, we're here for Burbank Homes, the builder you can trust. You can bank on Burbank. And Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona Enlight. Footy's back, Hills, officially. Page 59 of the Courier. The teams are there for the trials this weekend.
Righto.
Oh, how excited.
It's not very exciting at all, mate, because cricket's finished. That's
No, it hasn't.
Just about.
We got smacked last night.
Yeah, I know. That was, well, it's not a bad West Indian side.
No.
You know, Australia were going well at 5-for-79, and then Dre Russ comes in. Remember I said, why does he bat so low all the time? It must be his choice, because you would be having him up at 5, you know, in that team as often as you could. Mm. There we go, 71 off 29, and they post 220 against us. The other bloke I hadn't heard of either, Rutherford. He made 67 not.
Well, you would have been at your board meeting and probably missed it.
Yeah.
It all backfired on Matty Wade because Shafane had a period there where he faced 14 or 15 balls straight and was smacking them all over the place. And finally they took a single and Wade just walked past Dre Russ and said, oh, you actually out here. Haven't seen you for a while. And then he just proceeded to launch.
And get a piece of this.
Oh, yeah, cop some of this. So he finished with 71 off 29, 4-4s, 7-6s, so 58 in boundaries and took it to Zampa. Zampa finished with his worst international T20 figures ever. One for 65.
He's had a funny time this season, Zampa, isn't he? Remember the first couple of games of the World Cup, the one-day World Cup?
Mm.
He had a bad back and he wasn't playing well. Wasn't playing well at all, and then he stormed home in that tournament, whether they got the back right or not, I'm not sure. But, you know, that team, Charles Mayer's Pooran is one of the great hitters in T20 world. Chase Powell, you know, that is a decent attack, but none of them are better than Russell. Why is he down there? And then their bowling was pretty good too.
Yeah. Well, as you said, they were 5-for-79 in the ninth, so they then went at 12 and over after this. Russell was 71 off 29, Rutherford 67, unbeaten off 40. Xavier Bartlett are good again, 2-for-37. He's been fantastic, hasn't he, when he's put the Australian colours on.
Any swing? Did you see any of it?
Yeah, a little bit of it early, yeah.
Yeah, swung?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, he moved it around. The Australians finished 5-for-183, so the West Indies won pretty easily by 37 runs.
Even though Warner's greatness.
Yeah, Warner was great. 8-for-81 off 49. He was superb early. Caught one in the head.
Did he?
But the Warner innings was great. And we might just play a few highlights because it's significant, this innings.
And Holder bowls. Warner pulls and pulls it for 4. Joseph bowls. Warner edges just wide of first slip down to the boundary for 4. Holder's with him now. And he's hit it beautifully. Hard and high over the mid-wicket boundary it goes. 4 rows back and a spectator has taken the cat. Bowls to Warner, who picks him up first ball and hits him for six over long on.
Is that Russell Coyne commentating? Uncle Arthur, actually. Bit of Uncle Arthur there. Yeah, no, there's good knock by Davey Warner, yeah, well, and he reckons that, yeah, there's no coming back after the T20 World Cup.
Yeah, the significance of this one is that it is more than likely to be his final ever international match in Australia.
He's been able to cling on to relevancy, hasn't he, to extend his career. So those one days they've just played, or T20s they've just played against WI, you know, haven't got any context other than getting ready for a World Cup.
Yep.
And if he didn't have the World Cup coming up or the Sydney Test at the end of the summer, they would have retired him earlier.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. Well, he said that as much.
No, I'm well and truly done. It's time for the youngsters to come through and showcase their talent. And we've got extreme talent here. And you've got a lot of the guys here from Perth that are in this team at the moment. And we're in good stead for the future.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a sad note. I mean, everything comes to an end. But, yeah, his last international innings in Australia. So a momentous night for him in a match that didn't count for much.
And he did well. Mm. He did really well. Yeah, Mitch Marsh, is that going to be our order? What is our order going to be? We've been jostling for positions a little too much for my liking. Inglis dropped down to four. Hardy stayed at three. Travis Head still not in there yet. So who is going to open the batting? It's Head and Warner, isn't it? Then Marsh at three. Should we have put Marsh at three last night? And Tim David is coming good, which is great to see. So without David and Warner in there last night, we would have been pretty average.
Mm. Hey, lots on the show today, and we'd love to hear from you. That Suncorp Home Resilience open line, 13 13 55. Bronx with their mea culpa yesterday. We'll show a little bit more of that. They were just doing their press conference as we were wrapping up our show yesterday. I know Benny would have played a little bit of it. We've got a bit more of it here. You can text us on 0467 736 736. We'd love to. We're a big chance, hopefully, of getting Kevy at some stage this morning. You had a liaise with him yesterday. Want to say a big cheers to Bryce from Yeppoon. Have a listen to this. He goes, "Morning, lads. Just dropped my son at uni in Cairns and now have a 13-hour drive home. So lots of SEN today." That's what we like to hear, Bryce. "My son joined a new footy club last night and he was so nervous. He's playing at Ivanhoe's, whose A-grade coach is Josh Dugan. My wife's terrified." Laugh out loud.
Terrified of Josh or terrified of North Queensland footy comp?
I think probably.
Yes.
I think probably.
I think if he's quick enough, he'll be right.
Muzz has got a new take on Valentine's Day. He's saying happy decimal currency day, Paddy, after giving me a little slap as well. Yes, it was. February 14th. You wouldn't remember the jingle. You're too young.
Was that in 66?
In come the dollars and in come the cents to replace the pounds and the shillings. And there you go. I still remember it.
Oh, when
that's there was a decimal. It was a little ditty that the government put out to convert us all over. So 66, I would have been.
Is that nine? Six, was it 66?
I think it was 66.
What's decimal mean?
Multitudes of 10. So your dollar and $10 and $100. Yeah. Whereas the pounds were a little bit different.
Were they?
Yeah.
What? 1, 5, 10? 1, yeah, well, 5, 10, 20.
I don't know, Muzz. You might remember. There wasn't a shilling worth 12 pence or something like that, I think. Or,
oh, I just thought 10. 10 no. pence is no, no, shilling. No. What no. about threepence?
Three.
Yeah, in the right. Christmas pud.
Halfpenny.
Penny. Mm. Yeah, halfpenny. What's halfpenny? Halfpenny, wasn't it?
Mm.
Is that half a cent? Mm. How many aniseeds balls could you get for that one?
Couple.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, did you do that?
Yeah.
I used to get 20 for 5 cents. 20 aniseed balls, but you walked around smelling like licorice all day.
Thank you, Mars. It is Valentine's Day, though, but decimal currency day as well. As I said, lots of footy, Hills, and we'll go through that. We've got Jimmy Lanahan on, Titans assistant. Desi not showing much of his hand for their trial of the weekend. A lot of their big guns have been rested. But in saying that, the rest of them are putting out pretty strong teams. Bronx, powerful squad for the Cows and Mackay on Sunday afternoon, including Reece Walsh. Selwyn Cobber, we'll get a look at him in the centres. And Sunday's antagonist, Reynolds and Carrigan. They will also be out. They spoke yesterday, as you've heard, probably across many media outlets. But let's have a listen to, again, some of that press conference, which I think was great on the Broncos' behalf. But they went on the front foot, trotted them out, stuck them in front of the media and the microphones, which are an extension of the fans, and basically said, you get up there and say what you thought about your actions on Sunday night in the Valley.
Yeah, firstly, just want to apologise for our actions on the weekend. We take full responsibility of what happened. Obviously, not good enough. We're pretty disappointed in it, and as a club, we've come a long way with our culture, and looking back to getting on the front foot and owning what we've done. Looking forward to getting moving forward now, and bearing it and concentrating on footy.
Yeah, just to second what Renato said, I just want to take full responsibility for my actions. It's obviously not ideal behaviour that I'm proud of, but as a club we're moving forward, and I'm standing side by side with Adam, and I expect responsibility for that.
Yeah, lots of shots on the news last night on all the news services of them training side by side, and a few laughs as they belted each other as they normally do at training. So, look. It doesn't look like the NRL integrity unit are going to make a decision until after Vegas.
Oh, so, that's a surprise.
Yeah, so I'd say what's going to, and Kevy, basically said as much, that they will wait to make their decisions on penalties until after the integrity unit. So, in other words, status quo remains. They go with the team to Vegas, play the game, come back, and then cop whatever penalty it is, whether it's a match or whether it's just fines.
And I haven't really heard Kevy talking, or even Carl, the chairman of the Broncos, but it just needs a little bit of perspective to say this is not the worst thing in the world.
No.
And it could have been a lot worse, but it's not good enough, like Adam Reynolds did say.
Well, here's Kevy from yesterday.
It's not a relaxed attitude, but I have walked in their shoes before, and it's sometimes not easy. Rugby league's a very competitive sport, lots of testosterone, and boys like that have fun, and well, not boys, they're men, and wrestle it. Obviously got a bit out of hand, so it's disappointing, but it's not the end of the world.
What sort of example does this set for young boys and girls?
It's not a great example at all. It's not something that any of us are proud of, but it's happened, and everyone makes mistakes. I'm sure you've made a couple in your life, or you've been special and haven't made one.
Well, there you go. That's perfect. That's not the worst thing in the world comment to come out. That was good.
Well, I don't know. Vanessa's just arrived in the studio. She's got the arms folded in a combative stance. She wasn't happy with the Bronx yesterday morning. You've listened to the mea culpas. You've listened to the coach.
What does mea culpa mean again?
I'm sorry.
Like a peace offering.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hear them say the words, I take full responsibility, I just want to move forward. But, there won't really be consequences for their actions. They won't be banned. And
yeah,
so
they will.
No, I don't think
they will.
Wait, Albert Kelly has never been seen again since he stood on Payne's shoes and they had a scuffle in a foyer, which was filmed. So all these things go on at every club every weekend, and and much, much less than in society.
Yeah.
And if it gets filmed, there are consequences. Yeah, there'll be consequences.
Do they
hurt? Maybe not.
Not really. They should be made to do more clinics or, school visits.
Yeah, that's exactly
that
right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah,
well, they do that now, but more always
more.
Good.
Yeah.
And I love my idea where some of that fines go to the restaurants and wherever they got moved on from and they were pains. In those areas.
Yeah.
Go and do a shift.
Yeah.
Go and do a shift on the door of one of those restaurants or nightclubs,
All right, what's happening?
Okay, look, well, an update today on the state government's moves in regards to youth crime. And we're seeing the Premier, Parliament resumed yesterday. The Premier's outlined some plans that he wants to change laws around the justice system. So part of the problem, and especially after the stabbing of grandmother Vylene White, has been the access to courtrooms. And so Stephen Miles wants to see greater access to the courtrooms for the families of victims who are killed by youth offenders and for the media as well. But in saying that, he says that the full public access would still be restricted. Children still wouldn't be able to be identified, but it perhaps just brings a little bit more of that pressure process into the public and for the victims' families, you know, for them to be able to actually sit there and hear what's happening, because they do probably feel a bit removed from that process. So anyway, those will need to pass through State Parliament, so we'll keep an eye on that. Now, if you've had to call any company's customer service line lately, chances are you've been left on hold for quite a while. New stats today. We spent a total of 107 million hours stuck on hold waiting for issues to be resolved. That was all in Australia last year. That's an average of more than 10 hours each. Now, the worst offenders, retail stores came on top of the list. 62% of customers say they were left hanging on the phone for hours. Government services, banks also on the list. And they say that the time spent on hold during work hours last year equated to $1.28 billion in lost productivity. Jeez. So when we've had to call between those 9 to 5 hours and using our work time to do it. So look, I know a lot of those systems are automated, and even when you find someone, you get through to someone, they then have put you through to someone else who puts you through to someone else.
So. Isn't that funny how when you're paying a bill, you can get straight through?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes you about a minute.
Absolutely, I know. And look, lastly, Valentine's Day today. And while not everybody celebrates, Australians are expected to fork out today more than $450 million on Valentine's Day. So 3.4 million Australians are going to buy gifts this year to show their love. It is down a little bit, cost of living crisis and all, so that the spending is down a little bit, and it seems younger people spend more. Mm-hmm. And the older you get, the less you spend on Valentine's Day.
Because your love is obvious.
So I don't know whether, I know the restaurants are all packed, but I don't know whether they love it completely, because they're all tables for two, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's right. You're not getting a huge table bill.
You don't go out in groups of six or eight for Valentine's night. They've got to split the restaurant up.
No set menus tonight.
But florists and flower growers as well.
Oh, the red roses through the roof. Through the roof.
What about the unknown? The unknown Valentine.
You know, what do you mean?
That's what it was, wasn't it? You'd get something at school on your bag. Oh, you'd find out. Oh, so I wonder where that's come from.
Yeah.
No, well, I'd prefer not to talk. That stained me. It never happened to me. So.
Me either. But I heard about it.
You saw other people get it?
Yeah, well, I heard them. Does that still happen? I wonder.
One of our loyal listeners, Maddie from Ipswich. Happy Valentine's Day, boys. Love the show. Just a quick one just to leave you with, Vanessa. Morning, Pat and Heels. This is from Brett. I thought Kevin Walters handled the presser with class. Surely it's time for the media to jog on. There were no guns, knives, swords involved, just boys on the soup wrestling. As Kev said, it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, Vanessa, see?
Now,
they didn't have swords.
Now I've got the hands on the hips looks.
That's the double teapot.
I better get to a break.
Yeah, that's Alan Border. Oh, no. Like, you know what Merv would do? They get the double teapot and AB would move him like that. And it's 60 metres away. That is way down there, right? So, you know, you'd move your hand from left to right.
Yep.
And because his palm was facing to the right, he wanted him to move to his left down there. But Merv would always claim, well, I can't see where your palm is, mate. And it, when he moved his hand back to move it to the right again, Merv would go that way. He'd go the wrong way every time at AB, then get the teapot, you big idiot.
All right, it's 6:21.